and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Robert Burns, born in Alloway, Scotland, 1759, his birthday celebrated in Scotland, a national holiday. It's the birthday of Somerset Maugham, born to English parents in Paris, 1874, who became a doctor and then a writer, and wrote of human bondage based on his own childhood. And it's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Virginia Woolf, born Virginia Stephen in London, 1882, came from a family of scholars and literary critics. She described them as difficult people, such cold fingers, so fastidious, so critical, such taste. How I wish they had hunted and fished instead of dictating dispatches and writing books. Never went to school. Her father chose books for her to read from his own library. She was not allowed to move out of the family home until after her father died. When she was 22, she moved into a house with her brothers and sister. Began to write literary criticism for the Times Literary Supplement. She once wrote about Charles Dickens, "Dickens makes his books blaze up, not by tightening the plot or sharpening the wit, but by throwing another handful of people upon the fire." She and her husband, in 1917, founded the Hogarth Press, a printing press they ran out of their home, and that allowed Virginia Woolf to write whatever she wanted without having to submit her work to editors, and she began to produce a series of experimental novels that might not have been published otherwise, in which she tried to capture the inner lives of her characters. She believed that Victorian literature had focused too much on clothing and food and material things. She believed that the most essential aspects of human beings were not their possessions, their habits, but their interior thoughts and emotions. She had a hard time doing what she wanted to do in fiction, until in 1922 she began to read Proust. And later that summer, Virginia Woolf wrote in her diary, "There's no doubt in my mind that I found out how to begin to say something in my own voice." Her next book was her first masterpiece, Mrs. Dalloway, 1925, the thoughts that pass through the mind of a middle-aged woman on the day that she gives a party. Virginia Woolf wrote, "In people's eyes, in the swing, tramp, and trudge, in the bellow and the uproar, the carriages, motor cars, omnibuses, vans, sandwich men shuffling and swinging, brass bands, barrel organs, in the triumph and the jungle and the strange high singing of some aeroplane overhead was what she loved. Life, London, this moment of June." She went on to write To the Lighthouse, The Waves, and in her long essay about women in literature, A Room of One's Own, Virginia Woolf wrote, "So long as you write what you wish to write, that is all that matters. And whether it matters for ages or only for hours, nobody can say. But to sacrifice a hair of the head of your vision, a shade of its color, in deference to some headmaster with a silver pot in his hand, or to some professor with a measuring rod up his sleeve, is the most abject treachery." Here's a poem by Robert Burns on his birthday, Bonny Doon. "Ye flowery banks of Bonny Doon, how can ye bloom so fair? How can ye chant, ye little birds, and I so full of care? Thou break my heart, thou bonny bird, that sings upon the bough. Thou minds me of the happy days when my false love was true. Thou break my heart, thou bonny bird, that sings beside thy mate. For so I sat, and so I sang, and wistna of my fate. Oft have I roved by Bonny Doon, to see the woodbine twine, and ilka bird sang of its love, and so did I of mine. With lightsome heart I pulled a rose from off its thorny tree, and my false lover stole my rose, but left the thorn with me." Robert Burns, today is his birthday. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.